Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for psychic Peter Marks, his friends and family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, I am always excited and energized when we have with us the world-renowned psychic and medium, Peter Marks. He will answer your question or address your concerns with a free on-air mini-reading. If you're in the chat room and you want to call in and hear it and talk to Peter, 917-388-4530. Also, you might want to put your question up in the chat room if that's what you'd like to do. You're at work and you don't want anyone to hear you.
just put your name, where you're calling from, and date of birth with your question or concern, and I do go back and forth to the chat room during the whole show. Peter is an amazing psychic, medium, channeler, clairvoyant, and astrologer, not the least of which on his resume is he is one of my best friends. So call our show, find out what Peter hears from his guides to guide you. Welcome, dear friend. I am so happy you are with us today. How are you?
Well, I am wonderful. I got up this morning and I had my little quick breakfast. I'm in a great mood. In fact, today, everybody should be feeling a lot of energy. Everybody should be feeling optimistic. And I have been really very positive in this forthcoming show. And I'm very excited to be taking calls from your listening audience.
And we're excited that you're excited, Peter Marks. Want to start with your psychic predictions as we move forward in this 2017.
Well, what I wanted to say, the first thing I did want to say, because I had a long talk with the guides last night, and before I start that, the guide wanted me to remember that we should all be, not just myself, but on a global level, that each day with your listening audience and the massive population, I think we're up to 7 billion people worldwide, we need to express more gratitude to what we already have, what we, as far as with our families and our loved ones, and just to get up in the morning, we should all have gratitude for our lives on a spiritual level and on a physical level. I also tuned in, and I do feel, and this is not a major prediction, but I do know some people are interested in following what's going on with the royal family. And my guides have informed me very, very soon Prince Harry will be popping the question. So in order for that to happen, I have done my research, and based on British protocol and dealing with that with the royal family, Prince Harry must ask Her Majesty for permission to marry. So I do feel that will be happening. And I am also sensing, and the guides have also informed me, that Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, who took on the throne, I believe, when she was 25 years old. She is the longest reigning monarch in history to be governing a country. I am foreseeing some health issues there this year, so I feel that if we send out energy of love and support for Her Majesty, that that would comfort her when this does take place. I am also feeling major changes with the euro and the euro currency and what has been going on overseas. And I'm feeling changes that will be impacting also on the United States. And if we can send out positive energy, the impact for our economy will not be as severe. I also am feeling that on August 21st of 2017, that we are going to have a significant change with the stock market. So if anybody in your listening audience has a lot of money tied up in the stock market, commodities, whatever, precaution with those funds. And what I'd like to also ask is, Joyce, do you have any predictions that you would like to discuss with your listening audience?
No, I don't really have any predictions other than I foresee a major turmoil in this administration, the likes of which we've never, ever seen. It's already started, and that's just the first month, but I see it getting worse and worse and worse and worse till there's no turning back except to deal with it. I see that. And I just want to say we do have a worldwide audience. It is a worldwide show, and mostly you focused on Britain. Do you want to say anything else about our country?
Well, our country, I want to say right now, we are in a state of uncertainty. If we go back in history, I am going back to July 4th of 1776, when we broke away from King George III, and we established our own independence. We are going through changes right now that I feel, and the guides are saying to me, that can be overcome. I want everybody listening in to realize that on the spiritual level, this is not necessarily occurring. On the physical level, we are witnessing changes with the new administration, and it doesn't matter, and I have been telling my clients this, it does not matter that Hillary did not get in the White House. It does not matter that President Donald J. Trump is in office. What does matter is if we do not collectively like how the government is, I want to use the word, making and instituting policies, it's up to us all, because we started out as a republic for which it stands in the United States. And I think on a spiritual level, as long as we don't become hysterical and we do not become violent, I do believe if we raise our spiritual consciousness, we can change what is happening and what is about to happen in the United States.
Very good advice indeed. And just real quick, I want to know your prediction about my coaching career, my hosting career, and my writing a book. So what do you see about those things, which is they're all on my plate for this year?
Well, I want to retort and answer that by saying to you, with me in your life, you can't go wrong. And I wanted to say that to
I
you
appreciate the modesty in that.
Yes. Well, I wanted to say that because of several reasons. First of all, our energy together as friends is, I always refer to you, and I think it's, you've enjoyed it, as my spiritual paramour, and that transcends the physical level of existence in this life. So I see you becoming very, very, even more well-known, more successful. I see the book being a success. And I also see you learning lessons, as we all are learning, about how to change our lives and how to project more positivity when it comes down to our daily existence. And that has to do with our thinking. That also has to do with our dietary patterns. So I expect great things from you, Joyce, because if we are on the same level, you have nowhere to go but up.
And I thank you for that. And having you in my life is one of the biggest blessings I've ever gotten. And that you've asked me to be your spiritual paramour, I must say, is one of the best compliments I ever got. I just want to say something in the studio. Some of you are putting in private messages to me with your name and date of birth and all of that. But let me say this. It's going to be on the air. So you're giving me twice as much work to go to the private messages, the studio. So I would appreciate it if you put your messages in the studio. It's going to be on air anyway. And put your question with it. So having your name and date of birth without the question, I can't go back to Peter and represent you. Oh, Peter, so thank you for all of that. And as I said,
yes,
it's an honor, a privilege to have you on the show, but nothing means more to me than being designated your spiritual paramour, given how spiritual we both are and how much we live in that world. Okay,
yes.
Having said that and moving on, I do have people in the chat room buzzing, and I certainly have a lot of people on the studio lines. So I will be taking your calls. You're going to keep it moving. Your name, where you're calling from, your date of birth. Peter, you need the whole date of birth or just month and day? What's your preference?
Well, my preference is the month, day, and the year, because then I can completely tune in to that soul that I am so looking forward to speaking to.
Yeah, I had thought that. So to repeat, your name, where you're calling from, your date of birth, and your question or concern. Okay, so having said that, let me go right now to 509-987 Erica in Washington State. Come in, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My date of birth is December 4, 1993. And my question was in regards to obtaining braces. I have gotten different quotes, and I kind of selected one already. He's very reasonable. He looks professional. And but my question is that I want to get him paid through Progressive Insurance. It's a auto insurance, because over the summer I was in an incident, and that created a gap in between my teeth, and I have pictures of, you know.
Okay,
before.
I have to interrupt you because you are setting the pace, Erica. You are the first call. You're a first-time listener. We don't need the story. We need a simple question. You're asking about braces, which is a medical thing. You might want to ask, you know, more of a spiritual question, a career question, a love question. The thing with the braces, you want to address that with your dentist. So, and you're giving a whole story. Please know my board is going nuts. My chat room is busy. So it'll go something like, my name is Joyce. The date of birth, I'm calling from New York. My question is, no story. He'll tune in and he'll give you his spiritual answer. Can you do that, Erica?
Yeah. I don't really have another question. I just want to know if I'm going to be, if they're going to help me pay for the braces or not, is really what I'm concerned about.
Your guides are telling me that you were going to have to fight a little for this, and you're going to have to give them incontrovertible proof that this was not pre-existing, and your guides are saying to me they do believe that the insurance company will pay.
Okay. Yeah, I can fight, but I just want my doctor, Kate, to be on board as well, and she would thrive. She will be?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that tells us, since Erica set the pace, Peter, you're going to have to brace yourself for the questions that follow. So hold on to your seat. And folks, especially you first-time listeners, do go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. Click on follow right under my picture on the homepage. You'll know that all our shows, all our guests, all our topics, so you need not miss any of them. So I thank you all for calling in. But make your time with Peter worthwhile. He's world-renowned, and he does private readings as well, for which he gets a lot of money. But I'm pleased to say that anyone that calls him directly and mentions my name or the name of the show will get a substantial Joyce Barry discount. So JoyceBarryandFriends.com, become a follower, and to get a private reading with Peter. Peter, you want the 203 number, correct?
Yes, please.
203-206-9353, and be sure to mention me or the show for significant, and I do mean significant, a discount from Peter. He's very generous because he's very loyal to the show. Okay, 706-756, Sophia from Georgia. Sophia, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. Thank you.
Yeah, folks, I just need for all of you, I understand it takes a moment to find the mute button, but we really have to keep moving because I really want to include everyone, and a lot of you called in very early. So please be quick, let's hear from you, Sophia. I know you're in Georgia. Date of birth, and what is your question or concern?
11/25/72. My question is, can you give me some insight and guidance into coming out of corporate America into my own business?
Okay. So you just stated that you want to go into your own business. One second. I'm waiting for your guide to come in. Okay. So you have not been in business for yourself prior. Is that correct?
That is true.
All right. First of all, I want to tell you, you're very, very well-versed. You're very intelligent. I feel that this is going to be the year for you. Your guide is saying to research products and services that you feel really have a long lifespan, and meaning that they're not get-rich-quick schemes. I also am feeling that you're a very good you're a good promoter. When you believe in something, you know, and your heart really goes into that. I am being shown here, I'm actually being shown organic products. They're saying to me organic products, and they're saying to me, you will do quite well. You're great at speaking. I feel that. They're saying to me a little shyness here, but do your due diligence with research, and I see you doing very well.
Thank you very much.
Sophia, let me add, Coach Joyce here, that just for calling in today, I am a home business coach. I am a home business guru. I've done it for decades. And just for calling in today, if you send an email to coachjoyce@aol.com and put Peter in the subject line, I'd like to know who's contacting me, where they found out about me, and your name, phone number, and best time to reach you, I'm happy to give you a free consultation on having a home business and even recommend extraordinary ones. Would you like that?
I will. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
I'll be in contact.
So that's coachjoyce@aol.com. And would you like me to call you?
Sure.
Okay.
I did want to mention, Joyce, if I might, that at the inception of when I first connected with you, I had feelings of trepidation back then. And then when you started to provide me with your coaching business acumen and your knowledge, my world opened up to greater opportunities, and I became more organized in my ability to use my psychic work. So I want to recommend to anybody listening to your radio program that they really seriously consider contacting you, because you were a wealth of information and knowledge.
Thank you for that, Peter. I really appreciate that, and I certainly send everyone your way as a great psychic. So that goes for you, Sophia. I'll be happy to call you, send that email, because I get lots of calls like that, and I will take care of you just for listening to today. And anyone else listening today as well, CoachJoyce at AOL.com. I'm offering today a free consultation on having a home business. I will recommend some extraordinary ones. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joyce.
Next, you're most welcome. 505-867, that is Patricia from New Mexico.
Hi,
go ahead,
yes,
Patricia.
Patricia from New Mexico. Hi, Peter, Mark.
Hi, dear.
My birthday is January 24, 1963, and my question is about my sister who pretty much got kicked out of one nursing home. They're transporting her today into another nursing home, and I just want to make sure that this is going to be her last destination. She'll do well there and won't be moved around anymore.
May I have her date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 10-10-1956.
1956.
56,
okay.
Yes.
All right. I am going to allow her guides to come in. What I was just told, I wanted to find out, first of all, from you, are there any issues with behavior with your sister in the nursing home?
Yes, and that's what got her pretty much booted out of there. She was there for 8 years, and they couldn't deal with her anymore. And they sent her into a behavioral health hospital, and the hospital found this other nursing home for her. They went through 22 nursing homes before they could find this one that would accept her. And she got transported this morning.
Wow. Well, I wish you luck with this. I'm also being shown something legal around this. You don't have to go into it, but I'm being shown something legal. She's got to learn that she's got to adhere to the rules and guidelines of the nursing home, and family members should spend as much time. I feel that she will be there, but I'm picking up a lot of anger.
Yeah, there's nothing more I can do. I've been her point of contact for 10 years. I'm really tired. I need to move on with my life.
Yes.
Nobody else in the family can do this. They don't want to do this. I pray every day to God to help me. I pray that the guides will help her to become more calm. I don't know what else to do. I just need for her to be in a safe place for the rest of her life so that she can move on with her life, you know, spiritually.
Yeah, I think she needs to be kept more active mentally than she is. She gets bored easily.
Yeah.
So they're telling me they do feel and they're going to work with her.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, I would like for this to be her last destination. That way she's not moved around a lot, and it's really taxing on me.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're working on that now.
I appreciate that very so much. Thank you, Peter.
You're quite welcome, and good luck.
Thank you. Bless you.
You're welcome.
Yes, good luck, and we hope to hear from you again and that you enjoy our other shows as well. So thank you for calling and finding us. Folks, I just want to say to all of you, we really do have great shows every day, great topics, great guests. And in the words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, you should be listening every day, and here's why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, you can participate with us in having that happen. Just go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. Click follow on the upper left side right under my picture. We love our loyal listeners and our followers, and you need not miss any of our special shows or the people that give us an exclusive, like our dear, dear friend Peter Marks. Okay, having said that, as I said, the boards are hopping. And people just can't wait to talk to you, starting with 727-212, Lisa from Tampa.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I just want to know what you see coming up for career or business.
All right. What is your date of birth, dear?
Oh, sure. It's April 3rd, 1971.
April 3rd of 1971. I'm going to call in. I know if there's a short pause, that means that I'm asking your guides to come in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want the first thing I'm going to ask you about, I'm being shown good things happening for you for this year. Now, have you been in management? Did you want to do something in management?
Yeah, I would like that.
All right, because what I'm also being shown, they're also telling me this. They keep on showing me something around property. I'm not quite sure.
Yes, I have a rental. Excellent. I have a rental property. And I'm actually attempting to rent it out right now. I'm having a little rough time with my renter.
You're having a rough time with the rental property.
But yeah,
okay.
But it's clearing up. It's clearing up.
All right, because what I want you also to do down the road, they're showing me more investments with rental property and buying property and turning it over.
Okay.
I am also being told that you are going to be doing much, much better, and they're saying financially. I also feel they're saying to me they would like you to do something on your own, and they are they're expressing that right now. So is there another area that you want to go into? Because they're also saying to me you're very nurturing and caring towards other people.
That's true.
So have you considered anything in the helping profession?
Yeah, I was in the helping profession for many years. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is where your talents lie, and this is where they want you to continue to grow. But they're also saying to me, stay in the area of real estate. They feel you're going to do very well.
Okay.
Okay.
And let me just jump in here too, Peter and Lisa. I'm happy
yes.
to give you that free consultation also, because I can share with you things that will nurture the other side of your interest in caring and nurturing for people as well. I can provide you with some opportunities. So feel free to send that email, coachjoyce@aol.com, no charge, no obligation for anything. And in the heading, you put subject line Peter and then name, phone number, best time to reach you. And I'm asking you, would you like me to call you?
I prefer to communicate through email.
Okay, but the free session, which I'm offering you, I will not do that through email. The purpose of the email is contact information, and it's another way of knowing you want to hear from me. As I said, it's free, no strings, no charges. I don't contact anything in an email with any clients other than just getting the name and phone number.
I just like to think about it. I'm not sure what I want to do at this time.
Okay, I won't be calling you. If you send me the email, the ball will be in your court.
Yeah,
Peter,
Lisa,
any comments?
I'm sorry. I also wanted to mention to you, have you had any issues with the stomach area?
Yeah.
All right, because they're saying to me changes with diet and eating better.
Yeah, I've been eating a lot better. I've just been very nervous because I have this rental property and the people living in it are not allowing me to show it to new people. So,
well,
just,
they don't want to
yeah.
move. They don't want to move. You understand that?
Well, they bought a house and they volunteered to leave. So it's super weird. I'm like, okay, you guys are the ones leaving.
All right, because they're saying something about hesitance and causing problems. So they're also talking to me about legal issues that may have to be taken against them.
No, they're going to leave. I think they're going to leave, but they're just going to be irritating to me as they go. I think they'll be okay.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, you'll
Thank
be fine.
Thank you for calling
in,
Lisa.
Yes.
We appreciate that. And as I said, if you're interested with a no-strings-attached free consult, just send that email to coachjoyce@aol.com. I want to jump over to the chat room. And
okay.
We have, let's see, Angel in Disguise. I love that. Many angels here on Earth are in disguise. Her name is, she has it all up here, Tricia. Her date of birth is March 1554. She is wanting to have contact with a man from her past that she wrote to. Do you see this happening soon, Peter? Tricia, March 1554, Angel in Disguise is her chat room name, and she is from California.
Okay, first of all, I want to say to her that, and not in a negative way, she, when she presents herself at times, she can be, there's a very strong will part of her. And I am being shown she is very much into romance and she wants to be recognized. I do feel that she will hear from this person, but I'm being told that not to obsess about it, and I am being told that, yes, it will happen, but the guides are saying to me they want her to focus in on work, and they are assisting her on bringing this relationship in.
Okay, I'm still in the chat room to see. Sometimes they stay right up to the moment and respond to what you're saying. She did not. I just want to say welcome to Danella's. You have a question, just put it in the chat room, name, date of birth, and your question. So I go back and forth, but when you're on with Peter, I stay there to see if you want to communicate with him. So that is Danella's also a new listener. Quite a few new people here today. I always like to welcome personally the new people. I even see an old friend in the chat room, and that would be Mary Angela. So a very warm welcome back to you, Mary Angela. Okay, next we have, let's see, 203-391. Let me get your mic on. And 203-391, it's a Connecticut number, but it's Michelle from California. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi. My birth date is 11/29/56. And my question, I'm thinking of buying a house where I'm living now,
yes.
In the area where I'm living. I'm debating whether to go for, like, a used house or a new house, and I wanted to get your opinion about the whole idea and which one to go for.
Okay. Your guy just came in. All right, that was quick. Okay, first of all, your guide, and they're allowing me also to put my input here. They are suggesting to me a new house. The reason why the new house is they are saying that if you buy an existing house, they feel that there will be things that you're going to have to spend additional money on to fix up. I am also being told, take your time, do not be impulsive. They're saying do not be impulsive. Now, I'm also being shown, and I know you said you're calling from California. Is this near the water at all?
No, it's not near the water, but I own a property near the water currently in Connecticut.
All right, because they're showing me a house right near the water, and they're saying to me, they believe that you were going to do something, some changes coming up. Are you going to hold on to the house, or are you looking at selling it?
Right now I'm looking to hold on to it, but there are some updates. But the tenant in there is being a little difficult, so can't do the updates immediately.
All right, because they're showing me updates with property. My suggestion to you, dear, is buy, unless you are a female Bob Vila, I would buy a new home.
Okay. You know, I'm very big on numerology. Do you know how that, you know how that works? You boil down the number to one
single
digit.
Wait. 1 second, my dear. Michelle, you asked your question. I have numerologists on all the time. We address one question or one concern. I apologize. You have no idea how many people are on the board that have been holding for very, very long, almost an hour. So thank you for calling. For numerology, become a follower of our show. You'll find out we have a very renowned numerologist, Peter and I know, Lois Martin, and she'll be scheduled shortly. So thank you for calling. Okay, next we have 561, Angel Shows, Tarot Shows. That's why we ask you become a follower, because just for becoming that, you'll find out exactly what we have to offer you. And believe me, we offer you something extraordinary every day. 561-429, what is your name? And are you in Florida?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Tracy, and it's
Tracy, where are you in Florida?
West Palm.
I thought the exchange was rather close. Okay, you're a neighbor, Tracy, in Florida. What is your date of birth in question?
12/16/72. I wanted to know what you see in regards to my love life, please.
Okay. All right. I'm waiting for your guy to come in.
While you're
Somebody
waiting,
just
I just want to say one thing to Tracy. Tracy,
yes.
We've had extraordinary shows for Valentine's Day. Given that you are interested in your love life, on February 14th, I invite you to listen to our show, Celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a whole show on love. And then Wednesday, Feb 15, in our archives, 24/7, you can hear it, everything you wanted to know about sex, in our archives this week, celebrating Valentine's Day. So I just thought you might want to know that.
Thank you. I will.
I'd be fascinated with that show also. Okay. Now, is there somebody specific that you're asking about, dear?
No.
All right, because I do feel delays in the love life area. And I'm actually being shown... they're saying somebody's serious coming in, and they're giving me after October 12th of this year.
Oh.
So somebody will be coming in, but I do want to say to you that you're very, they're saying to me you're very outgoing, and they're saying to me also that you're going to need somebody that can keep up with you, and the person has to be very educated and business-minded. Is that what you're looking for?
Definitely.
All right, because they just said that person is going to have to be extraordinary in their outlook on life, success, making money. And the other thing I'm also being shown, you could also be doing your own business. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And you know
so,
that there's a lot of noise in the background, Tracy. You know that, right?
I just have something on the stove. I'm sorry, but
no,
that's
I hear voices. Okay.
No, yeah, I'm the only one here.
Yeah.
Okay,
strange. You're going to do fine in the relationship, but they're saying to me you're looking for somebody that's kind of perfection, and they're saying you're going to end up with somebody that comes close but isn't quite perfect.
Okay.
They said you'll understand that.
Yeah.
I would say clearly she understood because she's laughing.
Yes. Exactly. You'll be fine, honey. You'll find your soul twin.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome, dear.
Hope to see you back in the studio again and become a follower. Okay, next we have 914. These are people, Peter, that I've been holding almost an hour. 914,
okay.
Not to mention the new people that came in. 914-552. Name and where are you calling from?
Hello, yes, I'm calling from New York. My name is Kathy.
Kathy?
Yes.
With a C or a K?
A C.
Okay, Kathy, and where are you in New York, Kathy?
I'm in upstate.
Where?
Upstate.
Upstate.
Oh, upstate New York. Okay, go ahead, please. Can you project a little more? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sorry. My birthday is 6/26. My name is 75. My name is Kathy. I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay, now I can hear you. And what is your question, Kathy, dear?
I'm wanting to know about a project that I've had in the works for a long time. It starts with an I, the letter I. And I was wondering if you see this being the year that it comes into fruition, either on my own or with some financial assistance from other people?
Yes, I do feel it working out. Now, I want to say this to you. You're multi-creative. I feel different directions. I'm also being shown that you are... you're very, very determined when it comes down to your work. I'm also picking up, they're picking up something and they're showing me, I don't know why, they're showing me the area of communication, but they're also showing me art and music.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Is that where you are creative?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above. Okay. You are going to be recognized, but I'm also feeling, they just said to me, you've been kind of held back from family.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is going to be a very, very good year for you, and it's even going to be getting better towards November, December this year. So, yes, look forward to it. And I'm being shown, they're also showing me something around writing.
Yes, I am a writer as well. Wow.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I was going to say, so this is the year for this.
Year for this. And do not be nervous because you're anxious. Your anxiety holds you back.
I'm
highly creative, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will work out.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
You're very gifted. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
How you picked all that up. Thank you both.
And what I want to say to you and to our other listeners as well, you can get a full private reading with Psychic Peter Marks by calling 203-206-9353. Be sure to mention my name, Joyce Barry, or the show, and he will give you a substantial, and I do mean substantial, discount just for being a part of our show. He is very loyal to the show, and he counsels celebrities all over the world, and you become a celebrity in our book just by listening to us. So having said that, Peter's number is 203-206-9353. I just want to give you my official website. I am a personal and professional success coach. That would be joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. And I want to direct you to joycebarry.com, my official website. You'll see all my seminar programs and see countless testimonials from people all over the country, people just like you that know what it's like to work with a coach and get out of the box and get results like never before. And let me just share a few of my endorsements right here, right now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
And once again, just put Peter in the subject line. I'll know the show that you heard and induced you to write to me, and I will give you a free, no-strings consultation on having a home business, and I'll even recommend opportunities that you might find really the right ones for you. Okay, having said that, I'm going back to the board, 770-322. And what is your name? Where are you calling from and your date of birth?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Maddie, and my date of birth, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and my date of birth is 1745.
Are you a first-time listener also?
I am, yes.
Wow, welcome to the show. We have a lot of virgins today. First
Thank
time
you.
Is with Peter.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter. Go ahead. Maddie from Atlanta, 1745.
Okay. Is there a specific question, Maddie, that you have for myself and the guides?
I have a question about I have quite a few questions on my mind. Well, what about calendar modeling?
Oh, you said modeling?
Yeah, calendar modeling. I always could have been, but I didn't. I wasn't ready, so I thought, well, maybe calendar modeling now.
Okay. Your guides are saying to me they feel you should have gone for this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying to me it's still there. I am also being shown, they're showing me money around here. They're also saying to me that you've been holding yourself back. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
I feel that your self-confidence is getting stronger and it wasn't so strong in the past years, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. I do see changes for you this year. I am going to say to you, your energy level should be increasing immensely. And I'm being told absolutely go for this. And they're also showing me, they're showing me expansion here. I am also, the other guys are saying to me, they're a little concerned and they're saying to me, better attention with your body. They want you to, they're saying to me, not that you're heavy or anything, but they're saying to me, they're picking up issues around the bones and your stomach area.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, have you seen a doctor for this?
Yes, I'm the bones, yes. I'm doing things to strengthen the bones, like silica, you know, different silica, horsetail, D3, vitamin D3.
Yes.
I'm doing things to strengthen the bones, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, please do, because
and the stomach area has always been, I have always had a sensitive stomach, yes.
Yes. Okay, I am being told by your guides, feel better about whom you are because you were created in the image and likeness of the greatest source, which is God, and they are showing me you are now starting, you're getting younger as you get older.
Very true. Very true for some reason.
Okay,
yes.
So they're saying that is their gift to you, dear.
As a gift, okay. I was
yes.
wondering why I'm getting younger and being told that, and it's like, I don't know. I don't know why. And I said, maybe it's my karma.
Well, it's your karma, and you've been through a rough childhood, correct?
Yes, I was ill-treated.
Okay. I'm not
yes.
going to go into that, but they just wanted you to know that they are watching over you.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So the bottom
okay.
line is go for it.
Go for it. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and you will get this wonderful wisdom every time you call into the Joyce Berry and Friends show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
And you should become a listener, loyal follower, listener, to stay positive and upbeat every day. That's what we offer you. So
I will. It's
just
like
go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, dear.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And good luck to you. And I just want to say, those of you that heard all the testimonials from celebrities that have passed, that is a testimony to Peter Marks's abilities as a medium. So that's why we shared that with you. That's how powerful Peter is. So I was able to get all those testimonials from people that have already passed and share them with you. I'm going
and
in
I'm
the
glad,
chat room. Go ahead.
I'm glad you said medium and not large.
Right. I have in the chat room, let's see, Denelis, Denelis, D-E-N-E-L-I-Z, and her name is Denise. Her birthday is March 6, 66, and she just wants to know what Spirit wants her to know.
Okay, March 6th of 66.
Correct. Any messages from Spirit?
Okay, from Spirit. Now, is this the Denise that I'm picking up from Las Vegas?
This is Denelis. Let's see.
Oh, Denelis.
Denelis. She didn't say where she's from. I just noticed that. She gave her name, date of birth. Denelis, I'm in the chat room with you. Where are you from? So just type quickly. I'm right here. I always say name, where you're from. I didn't. Let's see. Yeah, she doesn't have that.
All right. So, from the spirit world, I'm getting a male. I'm getting a male, and I am feeling there's actually two people that came in, a female and a male. I feel that they're both related. They're on the other side. And I am being told they are hearing her. She's a very dynamic person, very, very talkative, I'm being told. Let her know she can contact them. She has the ability to connect with the other side. But I'm picking up almost like a sister figure and a boyfriend, or they're saying husband.
I just got in the chat room that she wrote she's from New York. I don't know. I don't know if N-O, she means Northern New York. She's got N-O, comma, New York. So
okay.
I don't know what that means, but I clearly see New York. So we have that. And did you want to, she is, you know, typing along as you're speaking, Peter. So what did you want to know?
I'm being told that she needs to take better care of her health. That I'm being told. And there's a male and female both saying to me they are sending her love and they are very supportive of her. They're a little concerned about where she is right now. They're saying to me something around taking better care, which I feel has to do with her health.
Okay, nothing back on that yet. While I'm in the chat room, Buddha the Cat, I see you. If you want to ask a question, name, date of birth, and your question, I'll be happy to. I know you've been in there for a while as well. Okay, I'm going to go back to my board and just say that PETA has graciously allotted more time for the show. We're normally an hour show, but given how many people have been holding that long, we're going to extend a little bit more time to all of you. It pains me when I see people that are holding almost an hour and we didn't get to them. So we'll try to get to as many of you as we can with some extra time. Okay, next we have an old friend, Peter. So a welcome back to Mary Angela. You're on the air with Peter. Mary Angela.
Mary Angela.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm doing fine. So wonderful to hear from you. It's been ages.
I know, darling. I don't want to take up time. I want to give my spot up to someone new. So love you both. Have a blessed day.
Wait
Thank
a minute,
you,
Mary Angela, it's fine. You've been holding for a while in the chat room. What would you like to ask Peter? I certainly want to take care of you, Mary Angela, for old time's sake.
No, I have an appointment. No, I have an appointment with Peter, so we're good.
Okay.
I'm traveling. I'm listening. So just give my time to someone else. Love you.
Okay.
Love you
Thank
too,
you, Mary
Angela.
And time with Peter privately would be 203-206-9353. I know she's been a long-time listener and a long-time client of Peter's, so that was very gracious because she's actually been holding a while and in the chat room a while.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So next we have 516-943. Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Aaliyah. I'm from New York.
Aaliyah?
Yes.
A-L-E-A?
No, A-A-L-I-Y-A-H.
A-A-L-I-Y-A-H. Okay, from New York. First of all, there's noise in the background, and please project your date of birth and what your question is. Aaliyah from New York. And there is noise in the background, Aaliyah. Are you? Is it a radio, a TV, or people talking?
Yeah. My date of birth is 4/10/96.
4/10/1996. Okay. Do you have a question, dear?
Yeah, I have a question about. It's a court question. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I want to know the good and the bad that could happen.
I'm not sure I quite heard the question.
She wants to know what's going to happen. Aaliyah, what's going to happen with what? Be specific, and we'll try to answer you.
I have a court case coming up, and I want to know.
I didn't hear that. All right, a court case coming
court
up.
Case
what's going to happen
up.
With that?
She wants to know what's going to happen with that. I feel I'm being told the court case will work out, but I'm picking up a lot of, I don't know why, I'm picking up a lot of, not from her. Did this have anything to do with a domestic dispute?
What do you mean, like with another boyfriend?
Well, family issue.
Oh, no.
Because they're showing me fighting.
What do you mean, like fighting family?
Well, was there an issue? Why specifically are you going to court? Because they're saying something about disagreement, and then they're showing me something about settlement. They're saying settlement.
Is that good or is that bad?
They're saying it's positive.
It's definitely, it's not about family. It's more like I'm being charged with something that I didn't mean to do, and I regret it badly. And I want to know if, like, you know, is there something good going to happen or is there something bad going to happen? I'm ready for it. You know, I just want to know.
They're saying to me, if you go by the judge's decision, they feel that you will be all right. They're saying to me, they feel that you were all right, but you've got to watch yourself. They're saying to me, watch your behavior and watch acting out, because they're saying at times you get angry.
Okay. He just said, you know, watch yourself and, you know, don't reflect anger. Okay, Peter, we need to move on. I just want to say to those of you that called in anonymously, I will not be taking your calls. Hang up, dial *82. Peter has graciously extended us a little bit more time. So if you do that now, I'll try to get to you. So anonymous callers, just hang up, dial *82. And 917-388-4530. Okay, next we have 678-471. Name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Peter. Joyce, my name is Regina, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and my birthday is January the 8th, 1979.
January the 8th of 1979. Okay.
Yes. And my question...
Yes, go ahead.
And my question is, I've been through a lot for the past 2 years. I had a lot of transition going on, especially with career, a divorce, my son's illness, my house and everything. And I just want to know, is Spirit leading me to, like, blog about this experience, or will it be a good idea? Because I'm not sure. Because I'm still in that transition stage right now.
Okay. The transition stage, they're saying to me, you're very strong emotionally. You will overcome this. They're telling me also that there are going to be positive changes. They're saying financially this year. They're also talking about, are you looking at a move or are you reevaluating where you are?
I am, if the price is right, because I live in a house right now. I own it, and I know I can't afford it because even though I start my new job Monday, but
yes.
it's just not enough for me to even move in that area because it's still too expensive. So I just rather stay here. So I'm still up in the air.
Okay. I feel that there is going to be a change with the money situation, and they're telling me that's coming up. Have you been wanting or thinking about doing a job or going into a business?
I am thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
All right, because it's strongly there, and they're saying to me a little bit, they're also showing me school around you.
Okay.
You're going to be fine, dear. You just have to what you're going through is going to be lasting a little longer, and they're saying to me by October, things are going to be getting better. They're asking me, did you learn your lessons?
Oh, yes, because I do not want to repeat this again. Oh, no. It's really hard.
I know.
I have learned it. Yes.
Yeah, they want to know if you've learned it, and they're saying to me, stop giving so much of yourself.
Okay.
You understand that?
Like just being more of a giver in a way. Yes, I need to stop that because I need to start being a receiver of good.
You have to start being a receiver and stop letting people
mm-hmm.
take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
You take
Thank
care.
You for calling in and
you
to
too.
Become a follower. And you'll hear from Peter again. Those of you who want a private session, 203-206-9353. Once again, there are anonymous callers. I will not be addressing you. Simply hang up, dial *82. We just have a little bit more time, but I will be able to get to you if you do that right now. 424-256, name and where are you calling from, and date of birth.
My name is Amy. I'm calling from California, and my birthday
What's
is
your name?
February. Amy.
Oh, Amy from California. Go ahead, please.
Amy from California.
Yes. I just wanted to know if I have
date
a...
Date of birth?
February 10th, 1967.
Okay, go ahead, please, with your question.
Yeah, I was just wondering when you see my property going to foreclosure.
So you're in the process of going through foreclosure?
No, the bank hasn't filed yet, and it's taken them many years, and they still haven't gotten to me. It's like I'm in the back of a line somewhere.
The guys are saying to me, with all the properties they're dealing with right now, they don't feel it's going to be anytime soon. I feel you are protected. I am not. They're saying to me, are you keeping up on taxes and everything else?
No, the bank's been paying the taxes.
All right, the bank's been paying the taxes. Okay. This coming year, and I'm going to say after January, they're showing me a shift here and a change, but I'm not feeling. The guys are saying to me it's not going to be anytime soon.
Maybe like a year or two?
I think it's going to be about a year, year and a half.
That's what I feel. I don't know why. I feel the same way.
Yeah, and you are protected. You're protected by, they're saying to me, family, and they're also showing me, they also just said to me, do not get sick over this.
Okay, thank you. I've been very sick over it. I'm actually renting the house out, and I've told the renter that it's possible there could be a foreclosure. So I've been honest with everybody.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to lie to anyone because I don't think that's right.
All right. No, I'm being told do the best you can. They're saying to me finances will be changing for you. And they're also pointing to the stomach right now. They're pointing to the stomach. So they're saying to me a lot of the stress is there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Do you realize that?
Yes.
Okay. But you are protected, and the guides are going to be working with you. Your guides are surrounding you.
Oh, thank you so much. A year and a half gives me some time to get my life in order.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, dear?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling us.
You're welcome.
I hope those of you that love the reading will become followers and absolutely reach Peter, mention our show, and you will get a significant discount. 808-740, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Aaliyah. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Aaliyah?
Aaliyah from Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
That's
what
one of my favorite places on earth, really.
It is lovely here.
Aaliyah, what's your date of birth and what's your question as we're winding down here?
My date of birth is October 10th, 1984.
October 10th,
1984. And Aaliyah, were you one of the anonymous callers that I asked to call back in?
Nope, wasn't me.
Okay. All right, just wanted to know because we just caught your number. Go ahead, please.
What is your question?
I'm starting a business with a friend of mine, and I just wonder if you all see that turning out well or if there's anything that I should be concerned with in the process.
Okay. I am hoping they're showing me contracts lawyer. Do you have a lawyer? Are you working with a lawyer?
I am not working with a lawyer right now.
All right, they're saying to me they would not go into business until everything is delineated in a contract. How long have you known the person?
Not very long, maybe 6 months or so.
Well, honey, personally, the guys are saying to me they want more protection from you and for you, and they're saying to me you're very... You're driven. They're saying to me you're very optimistic. Caution here. A lot of caution because I feel you have had deception around you in the past. Is that not correct?
That's true.
Okay, so think about whom you get. 6 months, going to business with somebody is like a marriage. And when you go into business with somebody and you're projecting years to come, you really want to know that person a little bit better. If you're putting up money here, because I feel as if you are going, there's going to be something going on here that is going to be interfering with the business, and I feel some deception here. So before this happens, honey, consult with a lawyer.
Okay.
Okay.
Would I be better off just going in a different direction with a completely different business? Because I have several ideas.
You have several. They're saying yes, and they're also telling me you have an eye for beauty.
Yeah.
Do you understand what that means?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I would prefer seeing you go into business on your own, because I don't feel that this person, I don't want to besmirch them, but I would never go into business with somebody just knowing them for 6 months.
Yeah. I just don't feel that I could do this business without this particular person. It's the problem. They know the market.
Well,
they know the products better than I do.
All right, because I'm they're showing me products. They're also showing me you could do this internationally, but they're saying you need a contract between the two of you.
Okay.
Okay.
And Aaliyah, let me just jump in here, Coach Joyce here, and offer you a free consultation just because you're listening today. I'm a home business coach. So simply send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, name, where you're calling from, best time to reach you, phone number, and in the subject line, put Peter, no strings, no obligations, free consult just for listening to today's show. So would you like to do that?
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
And would you like me to call you?
Sure, that would be perfect.
She's
okay,
an excellent coach.
Send the email and I'll be happy to talk to you. Totally free, no charge, no obligation. So thank you for calling in today. You're a first-time listener, correct?
Yes, it's my first time.
You're in my favorite, one of my three favorite places on earth, Hawaii, Israel, and of
yes.
course the USA, I have to say. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
So, Peter, let me thank you from the bottom of my heart and the top of my head for being on our special show today, starring you. As always, you did an awesome job. And, folks, for more information with your reading, just call Peter at 203-206-9353. Mention my name or the show, and you will get substantial, and I do mean substantial, discount. Just for being our listener. Peter, what message do you want to leave our folks as we wrap up?
Again, I want to leave the message of gratitude. I'm very grateful to speak to all of your wonderful listening audience. I want to leave the word of universal love, universal peace. I wish everybody that called in today much happiness, much success, and much love. And God bless everybody, and let's work together to make the United States the greatest country on this planet.
Amen to that. And folks, I want to thank you for listening in. I'm delighted you found us. Become a follower, and you need not miss any of our great shows. And this is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice
It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.